Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to your Friday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Picks Podcast. I am Dan Bach, and you get me on a Friday. Normally you get the guy known as Travis Mancone, but he did enough work Monday through Wednesday this week that I said, you know what, Dan, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the grind, and you're up today on this Friday, and I'm looking forward to it as we got a big slate of games and daily fantasy hoops to hopefully put you on the right path towards building some winning lineups. Again, so much stuff happening throughout the day. Things can change. So we always recommend you guys check out as much of our content as you possibly can throughout the day, whether it's Grinders Live. Of course, we've got The Grind Down by Notorious. And of course, he gives his updates part of our Court Report live blog, which, again, exclusive for you premium subscribers. So if you haven't tried out premium 7-day free trial, try it before you buy it. And of course, coming up this next week, we're going to have the big showdown over on DraftKings for the Super Bowl. FanDuel also, which by the way, I didn't talk about this much on the podcast because I was gone for the events over the last couple of days. But, you know, FanDuel surprisingly threw out a Super Bowl contest as well. And I found their concept a little bit different, a little bit interesting, because basically what they've added was what Beer Makers Fan, we got to give credit to him, calls the 2X Flex, which basically means that there's one player that you get to choose that gets two times the amount of points. And not only are you picking position players, you're also picking kickers here. Now, no defense on FanDuel for this event, but again, you're picking one lineup, and then one player is going to get 2X. So $1 million up top. The payout is ridiculously weighted too high towards first place, because I think if you finish 10th, you win like 150 or something. But nonetheless, it's going to make, you know, the Super Bowl a little bit more interesting. So this is the first year we've really had big Super Bowl single game contests. And, you know, the sites, when a lot of these laws were written in the different jurisdictions, the different states, nowhere in there does it say they cannot do, you know, single game contests. So they're basically going by the law written by regulators and saying, hey, we can do this. And you know what? It looks like there's going to be a pretty big following for it. So our lineup builder, I know we're going to have it for DraftKings. I don't think we're going to have it for FanDuel because I'm not sure that we've got the ability to make it work to specify what players you want in a certain kind of position. Don't quote me on that yet. DraftKings in particular, we are going to have that, and that is going to be for premium subscribers. So check that out. And again, more reason to at least try it out for a week and use that. Who knows? You know, make your life a little bit easier pumping in those lineups for the Super Bowl. We'll see if those tournaments do fill. FanDuel also ran a free prop bingo game, and I think it's fun. I think it's kind of cool. You know, they got sponsorship dollars attached to it, so it's no entry, and basically you go on and you get a bingo card full of props, and if you get a line of, you know, props that hit, like five consecutive like you do in bingo, then you win prizes. Now, I looked at my bingo card, my prop bingo card, and I got Streaker on mine. That's right. Streaker. So I have to pull for the Streaker, apparently. I don't know. But a fun little game. And again, I think that kind of stuff is really cool. Good job by FanDuel. And it's funny, I had a really good conversation with some people over there about, you know, their team and, you know, how everything has really been mixed up. And it feels like we've seen more happen in the last, like, month, 2 months than maybe we've had in the previous, like, 2 to 3 years in terms of, like, style, you know, different styles of games and roster builds and just kind of game innovation within their game themselves. So I think they're kind of headed down a different path, which I think is a good path. And I commend them for it. So again, free game, check that out. It's kind of interesting. We do need to thank, of course, Fantasy Draft. They're our main sponsor here of the podcast. We'll get to the games here in just a moment. I do want to remind you again, golf is already kind of set up this week, but moving forward, the Road to Augusta is happening over there where they're going to be sending somebody to the Masters. And of course, it'll include airfare, it'll include flight, it'll include a badge to go to the Friday of the Masters, which I hear is like the best day. So check it out. Again, details, you can find it on the Tour Junkies podcast, and we will have more of that as well when we draw a little bit closer to the Masters. But all you need to do is make sure you deposit at Fantasy Draft through our links and then play some golf contests, and you'll get yourself a few tickets into the draw, which will take place in March, so check that out. All right, let's get into hoops, though, tonight, because I know that's what you're tuning in for. You're like, enough promo. Let's get to the basketball today. And I only built one team yesterday. I think I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I think I'm going to start playing triple ups, which I like, because double ups are okay, but I like getting, you know, a little bit more money on an entry. So I'm going to move to triple ups. Started that process yesterday, and then probably throw that triple up lineup in like some GPPs. Because again, when you're doing XM Radio, it's hard to mass multi-entry. So I'll try something a little bit different here. Not that I've been having much success, but I like the triple up format, especially when, you know, because actually one of my favorite games are those booster games where like the top 100 guys will win like $1,000 on like a $20 entry or something. So therefore, you don't necessarily have to have the nuts to actually win a pretty good payout, which I like. You can sometimes squeak on through and then still, you know, get as much money in your account as the guy who had the nuts. I kind of like that because it's hard to get the nuts. Hard. All right, let's get to basketball today. Let's talk about point guards. We're going to get started. Pretty good slate for us tonight because it's not crazy amount of games. Let's see. It looks like 4, 8, 9, 10, maybe. But certainly some interesting situations to observe here. And we'll start at point guard. I usually use FanDuel as my point of reference on positions and on salary. And of course, we'll let you know about where we need to look to DraftKings and of course Fantasy Draft as well. And you know, point guard to me, I don't know if it's really a pay down spot today. I mean, the value guy who I think is always a little bit interesting, but he's just, you know, drives you crazy because he'll give you 15 or he'll give you 30. And that's probably Ricky Rubio today. On FanDuel, he's at 49. On DraftKings, he's at 51. On Fantasy Draft, he's at 10-6. I don't think we need to go there on Fantasy Draft, but, you know, this matchup versus Toronto, not great. It's a road game, of course, but that salary is really, really cheap. And I'm looking at the other 4K guys, say on FanDuel, for example, the other value options. And I mean, I don't really like Teodosic. I just don't think he's a good fantasy player. JJ Barea, you know, now he's back. And of course, we've got Yogi Ferrell. I probably would prefer Yogi Ferrell over JJ Barea if I was picking one of those guys. But again, sharing kind of minutes. We don't know what's going to happen in Memphis, but Andrew Harrison is bad offensively. Like, if Chalmers would draw a start, I'd be interested, but I don't think that's going to happen today. There's just not a lot of value. You know, TJ McConnell should return, but he gets the Spurs here today. Maybe Jarrett Jack. I mean, I don't know, though, simply because he's old and he's coming off a back-to-back. I mean, I played him last night, and he pretty much got me where I needed to. But like, again, zero upside in a lineup that's going to kind of hit that you want to hit the nuts today in GPP. So, 4,900 on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings. So again, I don't love those guys. So I don't really see me going down to that territory. I think, you know, Rubio's a possibility, but, where I go after that, I think there's a number of places we can look here. And Kemba Walker on FanDuel in particular at 8,300. He's cheaper on FanDuel than DraftKings, which definitely sets off an alarm in my head. Gets a matchup here versus Atlanta, which sets up just fine. You know, they're 30th in defensive plus minus at the point guard position, 17th in DVP, 21st in efficiency. So they're not very good defensively. So he absolutely is a guy that, you know, I think we can play today. And again, fantasy draft won't be on that slate because it looks like they are starting again today at 7:30. So it looks like Atlanta and the Charlotte game is going to be not in the main slate, but I like him on DraftKings potentially tonight at 8,700. You know, even in that same game, Dennis Schroeder, I mean, he's at 73 on FanDuel, 73 on DraftKings. Again, he's a guy who can certainly score some points. He's got a little bit of upside to him. Not a guy that I really mind playing here today at this price point on the road at Charlotte. I'm trying to see, going through the log here real quick to see if they have played yet this season. Yeah, second game of the year, he took 21 shots, scored 36 fantasy points. So I think he's definitely fine in that mid-range play, 7,300 on both of those sites here tonight. Darren Collison should return, gets a date versus a bad defensive team here in Cleveland, and he's pretty cheap at 54 on FanDuel, 6K on DraftKings, and 11.8 on Fantasy Draft is too expensive for my blood. Probably FanDuel out of anywhere, but I'm still not excited coming off the injury like he's a must-play by any measure. On the high end, you've got Lillard, you've got Paul. I think I'm giving the edge today towards Chris Paul in this matchup versus New Orleans. Again, 28th defensive plus minus versus the point guard position today. And yeah, we've seen Chris Paul take a little bit of a step back the last couple of games. James Harden's played well, but I think this is a spot, 96 FanDuel, 93 on DraftKings, 17-6 on Fantasy Draft. I prefer him slightly over Lillard, who is... price is definitely on the high end for him, 9,400 on FanDuel, 91 on DraftKings, 17-1 on Fantasy Draft. Matchup versus Dallas is fine, of course, 23rd, 29th, and 28th. So he could easily kind of go off today, but I like this potential back and forth here with New Orleans. The spread is only a 3 in that game. And that's probably all I'm looking at. I'm not playing Ben Simmons against San Antonio, toughest defensive team in the league. And Tyreke Evans, keep your eye on that situation. We don't know if he's going to play or not. Again, he's kind of shooting guard on FanDuel, but definitely a name. Oh, there is a guy I got to throw out there because I think he's absolutely in play today. In fact, you know, he could even be cash game playable. And that's Isaiah Thomas tonight at 6,200 on FanDuel, 63 on DraftKings, 12-4 on Fantasy Draft. You know, his minutes are now up, 27 last time out, 25-29. And I think he's going to get into the 30s. Yes, Cleveland's a dumpster fire. There's no question about it. They're changing their lineup up a little bit tonight. But I don't mind him at that price point to kind of get going because we've seen him be able to score the basketball, two games ago against, Oklahoma City. He had 32 fantasy points. He had 35 against Orlando and then put a dog game against the Spurs. So not it's the Spurs and the top defense against point guards. I'm not surprised to see it here against Indiana, kind of middle of the road defense. I don't think they're very good, to be honest with you. And I think that Isaiah Thomas, here's your bold call. He scores 25 real life points or more today. So there's a good chance he's going to be in a number of my lineups. All right, let's keep rolling. Let's move it on to shooting guard next. And again, we've got James Harden on the high end of things. He's, you know, clearly fine. And man, I mean, it's hard to game stack, I think, that game because you've got the expensive pieces. You know, you've got Harden, you've got Paul, you've got Davis, you've got Cousins. There's not, you know, 3K value around every corner right now. And I don't know that there's going to be here today. So you're going to have to pick your spots. I mean, he's absolutely fine today at 11-4. But when you can get Devin Booker against the New York Knicks at quite a bit cheaper, to say the very least, like $2,600 cheaper, that's probably the route that I'm looking to go here versus the New York Knicks. So, I think... In GPPs, he's fine. You can, you know, potentially make it work if you're punting some spots. But for me, you know, Devin Booker, a much better play here against New York and a guy that that I'm looking to have, you know, pretty heavy exposure to. We'll have to see as well about the Tim Hardaway Jr. Again, last night, another situation. I ended up not playing on FanDuel yesterday. I almost certainly would have had him in my lineup if I was playing on FanDuel yesterday, but I wasn't, so I didn't feel like he was a must-play on DraftKings by any measure. And it is getting ridiculous. There's no question about it. Like, you know, the just horrible reporting by teams and, you know, sometimes even the reporters themselves. I mean, the NBA, especially now that they're getting more into the world of gambling, you know, they're lobbying for greater gambling, then they need to have better reporting. You know, it's one thing for a fantasy game because, admittedly, like, yes, we have bad lineups. We lose, it sucks, and it's not ideal. But that information, yes, it's important, but it's not really potentially, like, swinging outcomes of games per se. Like, let's say somebody was playing yesterday and knew that Tim Hardaway Jr. was not playing. That doesn't automatically give them any... It gives them an edge over the field, but doesn't give them, like, oh, you know, absolutely, they're going to win the GPP now and take down all this money. But the moment you have sports betting involved, that really can swing things, because the second that there's insider knowledge about guys who are playing, not playing, that can really, really, really swing things. And, you know, the money that we talk about in daily fantasy, it's big to us. There's no question about it. It's not big in the grand scheme of, like, what sports betting is. Millions upon millions of dollars being bet on games. You need to have better accounting for that. So maybe that's the other upside that can come out of sports betting, which looks like it's happening not too far down the road. It's just better injury reporting. And we've seen it with the NFL, and it's worked. They need to have something happening here with the NBA. And I'm hopeful that this next year we can have that implemented. And I think sports betting coming along is going to help that crusade a little bit more. Because, again, our bubble is great. Love what we do. But in the grand scheme of things, like, we get kind of scoffed at. It's not really that much money. It's not really that big. Well, you know, it's going to be a much bigger deal here very, very shortly. All right, back to the analysis. And So we've got Devin Booker. I really like him. I mean, there's a lot of guys here in this mid-range that we can look at. Donovan Mitchell feels pretty underpriced today, especially on DraftKings and I think Fantasy Draft. 12-3 Fantasy Draft, 16-7 DraftKings, 7,100 on FanDuel. Now, I understand we look at shooting guard and, you know, defensive ratings here, and, you know, I think the thought process is, you know, DeMar DeRozan, good defender, maybe, but 24th defensive plus minus against shooting guards, 26th efficiency, and 11th in the DVP department. Yes, the team total is low. It's only 100. We don't really want to get maybe too much exposure to that game per se, but when I can get a guy in Donovan Mitchell, so I feel is like an 8K guy on FanDuel, and he's 7,100. And looking at, you know, his previous salaries, yeah, he's about an 8K guy over on FanDuel. DraftKings feels like a mid to upper sevens guy. He was 8K four games ago against the Knicks. Now he's down to 6.7. So I want to take advantage of that. I think he's a guy that we can look at, especially in our kind of fair and balanced lineups that we may want to build. So like some Donovan Mitchell in that regard. Eric Gordon, again, super high team total here. The price on FanDuel, under 5K. And clearly, his role has definitely changed with Harden back in there. But that's an interesting enough salary for me to give him some consideration, certainly over on FanDuel. Like, I'd prefer him over, like, Tyrone Wallace or probably Kentavious Caldwell-Pope today. Although I don't hate KCP at 5,100 at Chicago on FanDuel. Drew Holiday is just been, you know, nails lately. 32, 30, 49, 35, 47, 52. He's kind of figured it out. I mean, this team is starting to play better. They're starting to, you know, figure out how to play with two bigs. And then Drew Holiday as well steps in and does his thing. I mean, it's at the expense of Rondo, but that's fine. I'd rather not have to be tempted to play Rondo. As somebody who's heard this podcast for years and years, you can probably say, Dan, like, you know, you and Rondo were a thing for a while. Right. We were a thing for a while. And I don't want it to be a thing anymore. It's like that ex-girlfriend that you fell in love with and you got over it. The last thing you want to do is like go out one day and see her looking fine at the bar to kind of get your, you know, juices flowing again to be like, yeah, man, those were good times. Like, I don't want that. I'm happy with what I got going right now. So that's how I am with Rajon Rondo in my daily fantasy life. I love him when I don't have to, when we've got Davis, when we've got Cousins, we got Holiday, because he's nothing. He's worthless. He's off the radar. The moment those guys go away, you know, suddenly the pretty girl's showing up. And those are the days I don't go to the bar. Those are the days I don't play DFS because I don't want to get locked back in on that. So, but Holiday himself, fine at 7,700 here against Houston. I played Courtney Lee last night. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. Somehow got four steals, I think, yesterday. So that pretty much saved me. 5, 7, and 4 rebounds, assists, steals, because he only scored 7 points, but got you to the mid-30s. But the dude just plays piles of minutes here against Phoenix. I think he's a tad bit underrated, but the salary went up. I played him on DraftKings last night, 4,800 there. Now he's 53. So, you know, they definitely account for the matchup over there on DraftKings. So it'll make him a little bit tougher to play, but certainly a guy I can look at. And you know they also account for matchup on DraftKings is Utah, number one, I believe, in the league against DVP, against the shooting guard spot. Yes, but 16th efficiency, 18 plus minus. But that DVP is really what they're factoring in, and you can get DeMar DeRozan on DraftKings today at the low, low price of 7,600, 13-2 on Fantasy Draft, 8,400 on FanDuel. Probably don't need to pay the premium price on FanDuel, but you know, if you like deals, if you like deals, we got one for you on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft on DeMar DeRozan, because that guy easily has mid-40s to 50 fantasy point upside. All right. And honestly, I'd rather have him than like Oladipo, who's fine against Cleveland. Like, he could score like 50 tonight. Don't get me wrong, but you get a savings off of him, 1500 on FanDuel, and probably even larger than that on DraftKings. So yeah, like 2K on DraftKings. So I would take DeRozan if I need to save. All right, let's see. Who else are we looking at here at this shooting guard position? Let's see. Justin Holiday, interesting, versus the Lakers here today. 5,600 FanDuel, 54 on DraftKings, 10-1 on Fantasy Draft. Again, that team is pretty terrible. Went 2-for-11 last game. I think we can kind of write that off. Now, admittedly, I hope he's working on that three-point shot, because he's only 2 of his last 15 attempts. But if he starts making some jumpers, he can have some big fantasy days. Probably just reserving him for GPPs today rather than tournaments. We also have Zach LaVine, who they said could be to 26 to 28 minutes, gets the Lakers. I want to say he's an LA guy. You know, he went to UCLA. I don't know for sure. You know, we're kicking around doing more narrative street stuff. I think he's from LA. Now, this game, of course, is in Chicago, but it is against the Lakers. That's a weak, weak narrative. Like, we should have narrative street, and then we should rank how strong and weak each of those are. Like, you've got Zach LaVine, grew up a Lakers fan. Like, weak narrative. Ben Simmons playing on Australian Heritage Night. Strong. Gortat playing on Polish Heritage Night. Strong. So, that's what we need to do. But LaVine, I think he's interesting today. 54 FanDuel, 59 DraftKings, 11-5 FanDraft. Probably FanDuel, where you got to play two. I think he's the guy that, you know, I would look at a little bit. I'd rather go there than, you know, D'Angelo Russell, who's still just slowly but surely getting minutes. Again, there's going to be a day when we can play D'Angelo Russell, be excited about it. I'm not sure today is that day. You know, Jordan Clarkson's getting just a piles of run at this position, and it's a pretty good matchup here versus Chicago. Let's see, shooting guards, yeah, 28th DVP, 28th efficiency, 16th in the defensive plus minus, And yes, KCP is going to get some of that, but I think we can also look to Jordan Clarkson there at that shooting guard position, even the point guard position, because you know, the Bulls are equally bad there. 24, 26, 21. And, you know, Tyler Ennis stinks. Like, you know, he's a starter, and I didn't even bring him up, and he's playing like the 24th DVP defense in the league. Like, he's just, I don't know why they just don't start Clarkson. So I think people are going to be scared away by that salary on him, and I get it. Like, it's not a free square by any measure, but 17, 19, 19. Those are the shot attempts for him the last three games. 5-4, 6-10, 7-7, and gave you 2 and 3 steals in two of those three games as well. So, I mean, he's had 250 burgers in out of two of the last three games. So, yeah, is he going to give you 50 tonight? I don't know. Probably not, but I think there's a chance he could do it. So, 7,300 on DraftKings, 75 on FanDuel, 13-7 on Fantasy Draft. Don't be scared by that salary. He's playing starters minutes today. My sneaky guy who I always loved playing but usually lets me down is Nick Batum. He had that 40 spot against Miami a couple of days ago. I don't mind him here at 6K on FanDuel. On a site, you got to play multiple shooting guards, but that's about it. All right, let's move on to small forward here. And going to have a tough time potentially not playing LeBron James here today. He's priced down by his standard at 11.9 on FanDuel. Just to give you some context, he was 11K last, which isn't that much more than 10.9, but 12.5 the two games prior to that, 11.4, 11.5. And man, they are reeling. There is no question about it. I mean, the wheels could completely fall off this team, or they could rally. And I say that because, well, guess what? Remember the first month of this season when Cleveland sucked and everybody's like, Cleveland's not going to be going, you know, they're not going to get, they might not make the playoffs, or they're going to be like a 5 seed or something like that. And then all of a sudden they ran off like 10 straight. Like, I think Cleveland and LeBron James are going to figure it out at some point in time. That's not to say he's not leaving at the end of this year, because he probably is, but they're going to get it right. Cleveland, weak defensive team in my eyes. I love him. I'm going to play him today if I can make it work. Brandon Ingram is popping on the projections on Roto-Grinders today. And then Andy Means, give you a little peek behind the paywall here. Andy Means has him as one of his core plays, which means, you know, he likes him a lot. One of the guys he wants to play most of his lineups. And I don't know what I'm missing. Like, I mean, he's fine, but I don't know if he's like a plug-in play today. Like, I'll be curious to see what Jimeno puts his ownership at. Because, like, I think he's okay. He feels cheap. There's no doubt. Like, 6,200 on DraftKings. He was right around 68, 69 for a while. 27 on Fantasy Draft is really no value in that salary. The 58 on FanDuel for sure. You know, three games ago he was 7K. I get it. If he's like 40% owned Brandon Ingram, I don't think I need to do it. But you know, the matchup versus Chicago, definitely favorable. No question about it. That team is just terrible defensively. The one position, I mean, they're not terrible at that position. 11th DVP, 25th in efficiency, 10th in plus minus. So I'd say they're above average versus small forwards. So I don't know. I haven't read the core plays column yet from Mr. Means. I'll have to do that after the podcast, but I did see he's got him labeled as a core play today. I'm like, eh, we'll see. Looking at some other guys, and maybe part of it could be position scarcity, especially on FanDuel, where you got a roster two of them. I haven't seen if he's made him core over on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, I guess if you need to, it could make sense. Giannis is supposed to return today. I'm going to be in wait-and-see mode at 11.6, I mean, I think in GPPs, he's just like the major leverage play off of LeBron, because he's so much, you know, LeBron is, what, 700 cheaper, not coming off an injury, higher total game. Like, yeah, most people are going to go to LeBron in that situation. So if you want to leverage that, you could play Giannis. I just don't know how great of a play it is. Dylan Brooks today, I don't mind him at 43, depending on where the injuries kind of shake out. 42 on DraftKings, 8,500 on Fantasy Draft. I don't think I'd ever play him cash, but We did see he can sneak into the 30s from time to time, and not a believer in the Clippers much at all. Keep your eye on TJ Warren. He's kind of questionable for tonight. If he would be out, then absolutely, like, lock and load Devin Booker. But we'll see if he does end up going. I think he probably will. Looks like he had a knee bump in practice or something. But $7,000 is actually not a terrible price tag for him today. And Trevor Ariza as well. 53 on FanDuel, 51 on DraftKings, and 10-3 on Fantasy Draft. Coming off a big scoring game last time out. Scored 23 real-life points. Again, going to play lots of minutes here. And this should be a very competitive game. So I like guys in that situation. Again, lower tier guys, again, you can punt one of these spots, potentially a Denzel Valentine. I think we're a little bit limited in that upside, so probably not a core play for me. Harrison Barnes, another guy who we can count on 35-plus minutes today. Just all over the map, you know, against Houston in a pretty good matchup, gave you under 20. Against Washington, he gave you 37. 22 against Portland last time they played, and then had 33 against Denver, so... I think more on DraftKings at 6,300. I'll prefer the savings on him there. That is probably the small forwards you can look at. I mean, Wes Johnson, maybe. He's questionable for today, so that doesn't help the cause much at all. But another locked in 30 minutes, and he's actually been pretty good for the last five games. 38, 31, 25, and 40. But I've played and watched Wes Johnson play enough to know that it's hard to get very excited about that one. But the way I'm looking at it, LeBron James, play him today at small forward. All right, moving to power forward next. And kind of depends on where you're playing a little bit here. Tristan Thompson on FanDuel, again, center eligible. He's going to move into the starting lineup today. They said they're going to change that lineup up. And he's the guy that, you know, I'm going to be playing here today. And speaking of lineup changes, I think was Phoenix say they were going to change up their lineup too? So be on the lookout for that. Like if Isaiah Cannon somehow now draws the start, like he's another guy who could like definitely move up the pecking order a little bit. But Phoenix, man, they're just Phoenix and Memphis, like those bigs and those, you know, on Phoenix and then all the wings on Memphis, just a nightmare to figure out. All right, getting back to it. Porzingis, on the back-to-back, I'm a little bit worried here for him. He did play yesterday and played all right, but not to the level that you really want for an 8,700 guy on FanDuel, 83 on DraftKings, and 14.8 on Fantasy Draft. And now the back-to-back has been under 30 minutes in each of the last two games. I'm probably going to pass on that one. The guy that I love on DraftKings today, and I believe on Fantasy Draft too, LaMarcus Aldridge, 8,300 here today on DraftKings. He's 94 on FanDuel, so 1,100 difference between those two sites, and Fantasy Draft at 15.2. He's going to be, you know, carrying a lot of workload here with Kawhi out. We've seen it all year long, and he has not disappointed. This matchup versus Philadelphia, absolutely fine for him. Last time they played, he went for 46, went for 24 and 14. I mean, he didn't do anything really in assists, steals, and blocks. If he does anything there, it's probably a 50 burger for him. So, way too cheap on DraftKings. You know, 94 on FanDuel feels a little bit heavy, but you know, man, I mean, this is a spot he could absolutely crush. We obviously have Anthony Davis, another high-end play for us against Houston. You know, he and Boogie are fine, like, each and every night. I mean, it's hard to predict which one is going to be on a given day, but usually even the other one is fine. Like, maybe one will go for, like, 70 and the other one will go for 40. Okay, oh no, I got 40 fantasy points. Now, again, if you're playing 11K, you want the 70, but it's not like it's totally going to, like, kill your cash lineups. And your GPPs, yeah, you're probably not hitting the nuts. You're not a top 2% team if you pick the wrong one. But on cash games, these guys have really, really high floors right now. Keep your eye on Memphis. Again, their situation's kind of a mess, but I do think Jarrell Martin could get heavy run here again. We've got no JaMychal Green, James Ennis, Chandler Parsons. Those guys are out. he missed Wednesday's game, which is a little bit worrisome, but if he comes back, I think it was an illness too. Oh no, it was knee and ankle for him. Tyreek had the illness. But, you know, the minutes are going to be scary, but man, that price is sexy at 4,600 versus the Clippers. No question about it. Probably can't go there in cash games today because I think there's other guys we can probably put in there who's just a little bit safer than him. But in GPPs, absolutely a guy I'm looking at. The Kuz, Kyle Kuzma, really good game against Boston, scored 28. I'm hoping he can piggyback off of that game and have another good one. But it's hard to say with him. Again, this rotation for the Lakers is a mess, but I still think he's one of the better players they have. Chicago, not a good defensive team, and he's cheap over on FanDuel, 5,600. 63 on DraftKings is about right, 12-4 on Fantasy Draft, about right. Oh, John Henson. Love to play you at 57. I can't do it, though, on FanDuel. 49 on DraftKings, I think, is a bit more playable. He's actually scored 10 real-life points in three consecutive games. It's amazing. Fine matchup here today against Brooklyn. Not a must-play by any measure, but a guy to keep your eye on. And is Ersan too cheap? What happened there? 4,100 for him. He's been bad lately. Under 20 fantasy points, three consecutive games. Probably can't play that. Man, he's cheap. If suddenly he gets back into the mid-20s, you know, you're fine playing him, but I think I probably got to see it before I can believe it. Sabonis, probably stay away from him. It looks like Miles Turner might return today for the Pacers, so not super interested there. Ryan Anderson in a GPP, again, that's fine. He can get you 17 or he can get you 35. But cash games, a little bit too risky for my blood. All right, let's get to the last position, and that's the center spot. And Tristan Thompson, you know, I juiced his minutes up to 29 today, and we got his fantasy points up to 21, which makes him the best price per dollar option at the position. And a night where we're starving for value and the matchup versus Indiana is favorable, Tristan Thompson, scary as it sounds, is probably going to be a play for us today. So I like him a bit. Not a plug and play because we got Boogie Cousins, but definitely a guy that I like a whole lot. You know, Joel Embiid going here against San Antonio. This is a spot a little bit tough to pull that trigger here against the Spurs, but he did put up 50 fantasy points against them just the last time they played. So, they're a good defensive team. They play slow. This is on the road. There's a million reasons not to play him. Firing like 50 lineups, I'd throw him in a handful just because he's Joel Embiid. It's the Spurs. It's Pau Gasol. He should be able to do well in that matchup. Marc Gasol maybe against the Clippers. 7,700 on both FanDuel and DraftKings. 14-6 on Fantasy Draft. I feel like he's kind of checked out too, and that team is a bit of a mess. So for cash, I don't see me taking the plunge there. Nurkic against Dallas could be interesting. Had a pretty quiet game against Minnesota last time out, but the game before against Denver pretty much went off for 47 fantasy points. Let's see if he's done anything against Dallas so far this season, considering it's a West Coast team. Scrolling. I'm not seeing any games for him. He obviously was out for a small stretch there. So, take that back. He played him three games ago, played 24 minutes, 17 fantasy points. That's not good, 10-6. But it feels like it's baked in that price a little bit at 6,500. 66 over on DraftKings or on FanDuel. I don't think he's the worst play on the board today. We could give him a little. I think he can get you in the mid-30s potentially today at 6,600. Kevin Love, man, I'm talking about all these Cleveland Cavaliers. You think that I believe Cleveland is going to win today. I don't know why. The problem is the minutes kind of mess up for him a little bit, but we also have him now moving to the four. Like, they were playing him at the five. He's not a five. He's not close to being a five. He's still bad at defense, but at least floor spacing-wise, a little bit better at the four, I think. So maybe this is a spot he can turn things around today. Cheap enough at 71. Valanciunas in GPPs. I know it's Rudy Gobert. Don't get me wrong. Great defender. 4,800 on DraftKings. Way more in play than the 57 on FanDuel. but dude has upside, and they might actually need. Yes, the matchup is like not ideal, but it's also a matchup where they might need his size in there. So I don't hate him on DraftKings today. Fantasy draft at 95. I don't think we need to go there today, but definitely upside in GPPs tonight. That's probably it for me. I think that covers it. And obviously Cousins, I love him. If you can get him in your lineup, you should probably play him. But that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. That's going to do it for us this week. We'll be back next week for more NBA, more golf. We'll get some NFL Super Bowl content rolling for you as well. And as always, appreciate you guys being a part of this community, downloading this podcast. It means the world to hear the feedback I get from you guys, positive or negative. And I heard you. It's weird because when you talk and do this podcast, you're not thinking about things. But I know I talk in pronouns way too much. He, she, it, him. Sorry about that. I know you don't want to replay to hear who I'm talking about. We will try to do better with that. But I acknowledge it's a great piece of feedback. If you've got anything else you want to hear, please let me know. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the Pro Bowl? Let's take that back. Enjoy Tiger Woods trying to make the cut today, and then Jon Rahm winning the tournament this weekend. There you go. That's what you need to know. But thanks so much. Talk to you again on Monday. Thanks to Fantasy Draft for their sponsorship. Go give them a deposit. Support them because they support us. And see ya. Till next time. Bye, everybody.